Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to my favourite, David Buick, senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon. Morning to you,
good
David.
Morning, top man.
Right, let's talk Bank of England, Mr. Carney. Obviously, interest rates going up this week, we think. Headlines today, 75,000 jobs going to be lost in the city of London. I walked around London yesterday afternoon to a couple of meetings.
Heaving.
The place is booming.
Heaving. We'll take the interest rate hike of 25 basis points as read, because I think it's symbolic. I think there are too many imponderables out there to say that this is the first of many, mainly, of course, Brexit. I think what the Bank of England is trying to say to you, look, take this as a message. We think unsecured lending has got out of hand.
Yep.
It's going up at 10% per annum. It's too high. It's not controlled. Okay, inflation, but inflation, as you and I know, providing the fat pound doesn't fall out of bed, will be down to 2% this time next year.
Yep.
So, job done. But the serious thing, and let's not credit it to Mark Carney, though I think it's taken as read that he is a Remainer. The Bank of England has taken, obviously, its job very seriously as the barometer of business activity and has clearly gone round many of the banks. And many of the banks, of course, have to put up contingency plans to make sure that they satisfy head office if it isn't in London, that they have got the right procedures and the right alternatives if things go pear-shaped, and if there is A, no deal, or B, a hard Brexit, a very bad deal. Personally speaking, Moose, I think 75,000 is the worst possible perception, and I think it's also bordering on hysterical. It's a lot better than the 200,000 that Xavier Rollet, the
London Stock Exchange
chief executive, said, but nonetheless, I think it's hysterical. Now, why do I think it's hysterical? You and I both know that you don't build an infrastructure for the financial sector like we have in London over the last 70 years, where we've taken on exchange control abolition in 1980, which really was saying London is open for business, way before any other big centre did. Coupled with Big Bang, coupled with having housed the Eurodollar markets explosion in the 70s, and some Mickey Mouse town like Frankfurt, with 750,000 people, it may be the most glorious, beautiful city in the world. Are you telling me that they can house 25, 30,000 bankers and satisfy their families and satisfy these people? I don't believe it. And do I think Paris could do the same? No, I don't believe it. It's not possible.
Yep.
Do I think it's possible that it could be dribbled out to Dublin, to Brussels, to Amsterdam? Yes, it's possible. But it would be massively damaging for the banks. It would be, of course, very damaging for the United Kingdom. Personally speaking, I think good sense will prevail. But even if good sense doesn't prevail, I just don't see that in that kind of magnitude. But I think the Bank of England is absolutely spot on to throw a pebble in the water in the hope that David Davis and Theresa May are listening to what is being said. Philip Hammond's done his own thing, but the government seems to be at sixes and sevens with each other. And what is very frustrating is for somebody like me, who's an onlooker, to think that our negotiations are being handled by politicians and civil servants. We should have professional negotiators in there doing a job, and we'd be way, way further down the line rather than this brinkmanship looking over the cliff into eternal damnation.
Yep.
Right to do it, but I think it's well over-exaggerated.
David, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, can I add one other thing to that?
Please do.
Lloyd Blankfein. How dare you, sir? Chief executive of Goldman Sachs keeps goading and chiding the UK government about how wonderful Frankfurt is and how his glorious European head office in London will probably be half empty. Go, my friend. You have made millions and millions of dollars out of the UK government in the course of the last 25 years. And when I say millions, Moose, I mean millions. And do you think you're going to pick up that stuff from Germany or France in your dreams, my friend? Because Germany is for the Germans, Deutsche Bank. French is for the French, for whether it's BNP Paribas, SocGen, whoever else it is. I beg of you, by all means, make your statements that you are profoundly against Brexit. I've got nothing. But do not be uncharitable and do not goad our government, because it could cost you.
Fantastic stuff, David. As always, thank you very much indeed.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.